Juan Montes, Juan, J-U-A-N, Montes, M-O-N-T-E-S. Date of birth is January 15th, 1951. This is for date of service 2/21/2023. Mr. Montes is a 72-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in the 1990s. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, stem cell transplant in his heart for congestive heart failure, defibrillator, cholecystectomy, and cataract surgery. He also has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass surgery. For his diabetes, he's on Victoza, 1.8 milligrams once daily, Novolog based on a sliding scale, and Basaglar, 28 units in the morning and 18 units in the evening. He eats a generally healthy diet. He denies any polyuropathy or polyphagia. The patient currently wears a Dexcom G6, and this was downloaded, and his average blood glucose is 210 milligrams per deciliter. Plan number one, for his type 2 diabetes, we will get a current hemoglobin A1C. His last one was 7.4%. My recommendation is to adjust his diabetic regimen and place him on Synjardy XR 25/1000 milligrams once daily, Basaglar only taking 28 units once daily, and change his Victoza 1.8 milligrams daily to Ozempic 0.25 milligrams weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. I will also adjust his Novolog sliding scale to 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. Dex number for his CGM system, he has the Dexcom G6. He would like to upgrade to the G7, and I have sent in a prescription for the Dexcom G7. We downloaded his CGM G6, and his average blood glucose is 210 milligrams per deciliter. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number for his coronary artery disease, continue to follow up very closely with his cardiologist. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Medenzi. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.